Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend, but reality has set back in. Yes, the week has started. It is the 26th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Could be a little less today. Well, all you Snapchatters out there, you ready for everybody to see your world in a totally different way thanks to this new accessory? Yes, that new accessory is called the Snapchat Spectacles, and it is pretty much what it is. It's a pair of glasses. And they launched their first new hardware venture over the weekend that's going to allow you to record videos in 10-second increments. By the way, what also happened over the weekend, it's not Snapchat anymore. It's just called Snap. So, Snap Incorporated says it will be producing the glasses in small quantities to start with, and expect them to be available for sale sometime soon. Any bets by Christmas? Now, those of you interested in Snap Spectacles, the glasses are supposed to cost around $130. Youch! And it will be available in colors black, teal, and coral. Don't you just love how Apple just keeps pushing out these updates? You know, we had iOS 10, and we got another update, and now it seems we might be getting another one. Although Apple hasn't said yet, because it seems that iOS 10 has a yet another security flaw. In fact, it makes it easier to crack iPhone backups. Elcomsoft, which, by the way, is a Russian firm, have created tools that actually break into iPhones. And yes, they've discovered this new vulnerability. What is found is that backups saved after a user updates to iOS 10 uses a new password verification mechanism that basically skips several security checks. And then after that, the attack actually targets password-protected backups that are made by OS X. Now, once again, Apple at least said to Forbes they are aware of the issue and they're working on it. And supposedly they'll be addressing it, and yet you guessed it, another upcoming update for security purposes. At this rate, I think we're probably looking at about iOS 10.0.90. iHeartRadio, yes, still a very popular app to have on your phone and service, it may be said. And if you do enjoy it, well, you may want to enjoy their new All Access. So what is All Access? Well, it's going to give you the option to be able to collect music you listen to right then and there. I know, it's nothing really new, is it? But iHeart is saying they want to bring this service, allowing you to listen to your natural terrestrial radio stations. Basically, they're saying you're going to be able to hear your favorite song on your favorite radio station, Rock 102, or something like that. And it'll instantly save a playlist and then replay songs, take the music from your favorite stations offline, and then you'll be able to enjoy unlimited skips and play any song on demand from their library of 30 million tracks. Yeah, a little confusing, but all in all, at the end of the day, sounds like another streaming service. Yep. And finally, well, we all know about the Angry Birds movie. I don't really know how it did. I didn't see it. Did you? Okay. So apparently those folks over in Hollywood think, you know what? Maybe we should make a Fruit Ninja movie too. Oh, why? New Line Cinema has snapped up the rights to the mobile game Fruit Ninja to make a movie. By the way, those of you that have lived under a rock for the past 5 years, Fruit Ninja, yeah, that's the game that lets you slice a fruit right on your screen with your finger. Woohoo. How do you make a movie of this? I don't know. But according to the Hollywood Reporter, the storyline will revolve around a team of misfits who are recruited to become fruit ninjas in order to save the world. Yeah, probably another game to movie I won't probably see. Mostly, I just feel sorry for all the watermelons that they're going to waste. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for all the great BTN content. Get on over there and check it all out and get subscribed too. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page as well, British Tech Network, and hang out with us in our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up in the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go have a look on my phone and the other games I have on there and pitch some ideas to Hollywood. Hell, it looks like they're hard up. Anyways, have a great Monday. Thank you very much for listening.